Welcome to Radio Curious. I'm Barry Vogel. In the almost 33 years that I've been living in Ukiah and practicing law, I've been closely watching the Mendocino County Board of Supervisors, first beginning with how they dealt with the owner-builder issue back in 1974, when the county was telling people they had to vacate and demolish their homes within 30 days because the homes didn't conform to the Uniform Building Code. Various issues have intrigued the Mendocino County Board of Supervisors since then, and one in particular is the issue of marijuana. At today's hearing, and today is August 7, 2007, a former supervisor, former congressman from this district, Dan Hamburg, said to the board something about a rally in front of the Mendocino County Courthouse about 30 years ago in an effort to change the marijuana laws. At today's board meeting, the supervisors discussed marijuana, tinkered with the marijuana laws just a little bit, and in this edition of Radio Curious, we have Supervisor John Pinches, who represents Willits, Laytonville, and Covelo. John was a member of the Board of Supervisors from 95 to 99, which time he decided to run for the California State Senate and went back to farming for a while, ran again in the last election of 06. John Pinches is here in the studios of Radio Curious with us for this edition, and we're going to talk about marijuana. John, welcome to Radio Curious.
Glad to be here, Barry. I think it's public access radio is great.
So let's talk about marijuana in general for a little bit. I don't know if it's common knowledge, but many people know that growing and selling marijuana in and around the Willits, Laytonville area is a major economic source of economic revenue. Why do you think that is?
Well, it's real clear to me. I've watched this process. The first time I ever heard the word marijuana, I was a junior in high school, and that was 1968 in Laytonville. Since that time, there was the regulatory process virtually shut off our fishing industry to what it was in the 60s. The regulatory process starting cut off our timber industry in the 60s.
So you're saying that by default it became a source of revenue?
Oh, most definitely. Most definitely. I mean, as those major jobs-based industries decreased, you can't expect the person that's made its living in generations of families, say, for instance, in the Laytonville or outlying Willits areas, to just pack up and leave because they lost their timber job. You know, they have their homes here.
So let's stick with marijuana and wonder if the issue is violence. Growing 2,000 or 3,000 plants. That was one of the topics that was mentioned at the board meeting today. What do the people in Laytonville feel about growing that many marijuana plants?
Well, you know, there's always, whenever you get something that's got any dollar value in it, it brings in a certain amount of violence. And there's always somebody that's willing to poke a gun in somebody's face and rob you. But really, the marijuana violence, we have lost more people from drowning from going on abalone hunting in the ocean than we have from violence in marijuana gardens. I mean, it's real sad to see somebody get killed.
But what do we do about it to keep the community safe?
Well, first of all, you know, the marijuana, the problems of the violence associated with marijuana certainly comes after it, whether it's the big money or just the thought of somebody thinks that somebody has a large amount of money or marijuana in their presence, and so there's always somebody that comes up in the city and says, hey, I'm going to go out and rob this person. So I don't know if you'll ever can do away with that.
Well, that's true. We'll never be able to do away with murder or any or burglary, but I think there are socially ways of trying to keep it from happening as much.
Well, yeah, I think, you know, we're Mendocino County, we are associated with basically uncontrollable marijuana growing, and you know, actually the plant counts from law enforcement, the some of the valleys of Sacramento County, or valleys over in Sacramento Valley, have higher plant counts than Mendocino County does. But, you know, we're kind of attached to that stigma. And keep in mind, we're also on two major highways, Highway 1 and Highway 101 in Mendocino County.
So how
and
can,
that brings in a certain amount of violence in itself.
How can we control it? How can the Board of Supervisors, the sheriff, the district attorney, or the voters, if a voter initiative on marijuana is developed?
Well,
what would you recommend?
Barry, that's what I'm recommending. I call it the Mendocino County Guidelines for Medical Marijuana in the Unincorporated Areas. What my proposal is, and I'll just read them here, is number one, not more than 25 mature medical marijuana plants per legal assessor's parcel, or not more than 150 square foot of plants indoor. If the grower is not the legal owner of the parcel, they must obtain written consent from the property owner. Number two, 26 or more medical marijuana plants per parcel must obtain a conditional use permit to address issues such as security, air quality, traffic, and impacts on wildlife, water, etc. Three, yield stamps, or commonly called zip ties, will be issued and sold at the rate of $15 per indoor plant and $25 per outdoor plant. That's based on the same rate of timber yield tax on timber, around a 7.25%, same as sales tax, which is a farm value of timber. So I'm trying to be consistent here with all crops, and marijuana is a crop. Number four, yield stamp fees will be collected prior to growing and administered by the tax collector's office. Applicants wishing to grow for multiple individuals will be required to apply to the county's planning and building services for a conditional use permit. Number five, the tax collector's office will receive 5% of the yield stamp revenue for administrative services. The remaining 95% of revenues will be deposited into a special account to be allocated, i.e. sheriff, jail, DA, probation, roads, public health, mental health, etc. Additionally, the building and planning services already have fee charges set for use permits, whether they're minor or major. The biggest, greatest thing about this proposal is it conforms with Major G. It does not conflict with Prop 215.
Okay, I want to stop you for a minute and get you to explain Measure G and Prop 215 for people who might not know the details of what they
Measure
are.
Measure G was your local county initiative back in, I believe, about 2000, which said that the growing of marijuana up to 25 plants was basically legal and law enforcement basically is supposed to ignore it. In other words, for all practical purposes, a small-scale marijuana growing was legal in Mendocino County. So this conforms with that. Okay, also, this does not conflict with 215, because under 215, there is no limit, you know, if you have care growers to grow it. But this proposal doesn't limit the amount of plants. It just says that you can't grow more than 25 per parcel. Now, if you want to grow more than 25, let's say you got 100 care growers and you want to grow 2,500 plants, we're not saying you can't do it, but you have to go in and get, and that would be a major use permit from the building and planning.
When we have a major use permit, the surrounding neighbors are given information. They're given notice of the hearing. So if there's a neighbor who doesn't like the issuance of the use permit, they could appeal it past the Planning Commission to the Board of Supervisors, who would examine the details and vote it up or down.
Exactly. That's what the use permit process is about. If there's going to be minor impacts, it would be a minor use permit. If there's going to be major impacts, it would be a major use permit. It gives the neighbors, and not only neighbors, but all agencies. For instance, if you wanted to have, say, a 100 caregiver operation or 2,500 plants, you would have to address the issue of what are you going to do with your farm workers? Where are you going to house them? Where's your water going to come from? Well, how are you going to deal with the smell with your neighbors and all the issues? What this proposal is about is to trying to bring the marijuana growing issue into the same rules and guidelines as other issues in Mendocino County. For instance, if you want to harvest some timber on your property, you have to go through an extensive timber harvest plan to deal with the wildlife protection, water protection, all the issues associated. And the neighbors can come in and say they like it or they don't like it. Or if you want to, right now in this county, if you want to have five chickens in your backyard, That's no problem. But if you want to have 3,000 chickens in your backyard, you're going to have to come in and get a use permit to deal with all the concerns.
So at today's, again, August 7th, 2007, Mendocino County Board of Supervisors meeting, there was a discussion of whether the 25 plants that were recommended by Measure G would be reaffirmed by the Board of Supervisors. There were a lot of people in the supervisors' chambers representing different aspects and different attitudes towards the growth and use and cultivation of marijuana. How would you describe the mood of the board, the other board members, and the mood of the county with regard to those issues that you and I heard this afternoon?
Well, the Criminal Justice Committee, which was wrangling with this issue for 7 months now, Supervisor Wattenberger and Delbar, they were Supervisor Wattenberger wanted the 12 plant maximum, and Supervisor Delbar wanted the 6 plant state limits. And but when it come to the board, coming out of the Criminal Justice Committee, when it come to the full board, Supervisor Colfax, Supervisor Chair Smith, and myself voted to go with what the people of Mendocino County has basically said in Measure G that they want, and that's a 25-plant limit. And that has actually been what the previous sheriff and what Sheriff Allman has recommended to go by. So that's, as of today, that is probably the limit that Mendocino County will go by, and local law enforcement will be directed to enforce.
So if we could agree, and tell me if we can, that the problem is not with marijuana. The problem is with people who grow hundreds, if not thousands, of plants and the associated issue.
Well, that's for the...
Would you say that's the problem?
For the majority, yes. I mean, there's a lot
How
of people...
How about you?
You know, I accept that. I mean, you know, I've said many times that whether you love marijuana or you hate marijuana, you know, it makes no sense to make it illegal, and we have to deal with the issue. There are people out there that don't want a marijuana seed or a marijuana plant in this county, and they're entitled to their rights. Then there's other people that think that it should be uncontrolled.
But, John, what I'm trying to focus on is your thoughts on the issue of somebody growing 1,000 plants. Do you think that's a good thing?
No, I don't. But if you know, under the law, under Prop 215, we cannot say that that's not acceptable, because if they have the caregivers, the you know, the medical marijuana cards to cover that, and they're caregiving, say, for instance, to a cannabis club, or they have that many caregivers, then you know, that's what my proposal is saying.
That's what I'm trying to go back to.
It's not that you can't do it. It's you're going to have to deal through the use permit process with all the problems associated, like where are you getting the water? How is it going to affect your neighbors? What are you going to do with the impacts on the roads? Just as a use permit deals on all other issues.
Which will ultimately come back to the County Board of Supervisors to determine any appeal that might be brought.
Exactly.
On an issue-by-issue basis.
But also, that gives law enforcement clear direction. For instance, if they're flying over and see... Let's say they see 2,000 plants, and that through the database, if that assessor's parcel number doesn't have a use permit that allows for that many plants, then they know immediately that it's an illegal garden, you know, and it won't be tolerated.
In this edition of Radio Curious, we're visiting with John Pinches, the supervisor from the 3rd District of Mendocino County, which encompasses Willits, Laytonville, Covelo, and basically the northeast section of Mendocino County. We're visiting here in the studios of Radio Curious. You're listening to Radio Curious, and I'm Barry Vogel. So, John, what plans do you have to promote your ordinance?
When I took office the first week in January, I wasn't put on the Criminal Justice Committee. So me being the third member, the two committee members were in the Criminal Justice Committee, it made it really hard because of the Brown Act to get involved in it, because I would have been the third vote. So I've basically been kind of jumping up and down, waiting for this opportunity to bring my proposal forward. And today was the first chance that I've had to do that. I've circulated for about the last 2 weeks, but today was actually the first time publicly that I was able to bring it out. When I got it out there, the full board voted to refer this back to the Criminal Justice Committee. So it's really encouraging to me that other board members are taking a look at this. This proposal, by tying it to land use, is a total new direction in for Mendocino County and actually Humboldt County. And actually, the best part about this proposal is, number one, it's doable. It can work. But it conforms with Measure G. It's don't conflict with Prop 215. It gives law enforcement a clear direction on what is acceptable and discourages large operations and encourages law enforcement to concentrate on removal.
John Pinches, let me ask you about something that you said a minute ago, and that is that in a sheriff's department flyover, they can see using GPS systems exactly where the parcel is, and they can determine if that parcel has the approval of the planning department. And you said if they don't, it would not be tolerated.
Exactly.
What would you anticipate would happen when it would not be tolerated?
Well, just like any other major illegal garden, it would be eradicated.
By the sheriffs?
Exactly.
Would you anticipate criminal prosecution?
Well, yeah, if it can be tied to the operation, you know, that's one of the problems with law enforcement is growers leave the area and it's not gone.
But, so what sort of direction would you like to see the Board of Supervisors give the sheriff and give the district attorney on this issue?
Well, I certainly want, and I'm real encouraged by what Sheriff Allman has said. Basically, the grower's 25 plants are under, and like he said, he's going to be real firm on that number. 25 means 25. It don't mean 28 or 30. It means 25. No more than 25.
So if someone has 28, would they rip out 3 or would they rip out 28?
According to the sheriff, the process, if they had their medical card, they would only rip out the 3.
And if they didn't have it?
If they didn't have it, then that's not medical marijuana.
One of the issues that I talked about with Sheriff Tom Allman here at Radio Curious about 6 weeks ago was the issue of people who don't want to get a medical marijuana card because they don't trust the government and they don't want that personal information to be revealed. And what do you feel about that?
Well, I feel, you know, the marijuana business has been around close to 40 years now, and the folks that want to continue in that business, whether it's a caregiver or raising the marijuana for their own personal use, after, you know, they're going to have to come to some sort of conformance. It's kind of like, it's not a one-way street here. You know, I believe that by coming up with these recommendations, I believe, number one, that the federal government is going to look at Mendocino County and say, yeah, you know what, they're making an honest effort to control it, knowing that full well you can't. We've tried for 40 years to eradicate it completely. It didn't work. We spent billions of dollars, and all it's done is drive up the price of marijuana. So that didn't work. But if I was a federal officer, I would look at Mendocino County and say, you know what, those folks in Mendocino County are taking the lead, and they're recognizing that it's legal under Prop 215, and they're also recognizing that the people in Mendocino County, by majority vote, want marijuana legal, and they're doing a good job of trying to keep the amount that gets into the kids and the people that shouldn't have it to a minimum. So that's the reason I'm bringing this proposal forward, because I think it's going to help Mendocino County's view in the eye of the feds.
So what's the origin? What's the background on the development of your proposal?
Well, you know, I followed this issue, and I was one of the first ones. Actually, I believe I was the first public official back in 1995 that come out with a public letter in support of medical marijuana. And I've continually advocated every chance I get for the legalization, taxation, and regulation of marijuana. So I just kind of see this as an extension. It was I put a lot of it's a pretty simple plan. It's doable, but I put a lot. It's not without a lot of thought.
So John, would you be willing to share with us your personal experience with marijuana?
Well, sure. I the first time I heard about marijuana. I've told this story a million times. I was in front of the high school, in front of the Laytonville High School. I was a junior in high school. And a friend of mine...
What year are we now?
That was been 1968. I graduated in 69. And a friend and his dad went to Mexico, and they come back, and they were out in front of the school there, a whole bunch of kids in the car, and they were passing this marijuana cigarette around. And, you know, I can honestly say I've never taken a puff of a legal cigarette in my life, but I have smoked pot 4 or 5 times. Personally, I think it's the most overrated stuff in the world, but that's my personal opinion. I have friends that love it. Anyways, So they come up with the idea, well, you know, you can grow this stuff around here, and it's worth $300 a pound. Now, that was in time when we were selling lambs and calves for about 27, 28 cents a pound. And I thought to myself, no way is anything worth, you know, hundreds of dollars a pound. But you read in the papers now, they valued it anywhere from $2,000 to $7,000 a pound. I don't know what the market is. I mean, I don't see it listed on the stock exchange.
Is it fair to ask what you raise on your ranch?
Sure. I raise cattle mostly. We run about 150 to 200 head of ewes. We raise lambs. What's
the price per pound of lamb now?
Actually, I got about $1.10 a pound for my lambs. We raise really nice lambs. And wool's not very good, but I am trying to create a market for wool. I'm in talks with Caltrans right now. They're going to give me an experimental plot to put some wool on for erosion control. So if I can talk the Caltrans into buying Mendocino County wool to use for erosion control instead of plastic covering, I think it'll create a great market for Mendocino County wool.
Have you considered hemp?
No, I haven't. One of the problems with hemp is kind of like Sudan grass, which used to raise a lot of it around here for cattle. It grows really fast, but it takes an enormous amount of water. Hemp production, I don't believe, is the future in Mendocino County, because with all of our restrictions on water, I don't see us coming up with a large amount of hemp for production, just because it's such a major water user.
At today's meeting of the Board of Supervisors, it seemed like the element of Measure G that said you could have 2 pounds of processed marijuana or 25 plants. If a plant produces a couple of pounds, 1 to 3 pounds, you're going to have more than 2 pounds. What does this mean in the interim during the time of harvest and processing the marijuana?
Well, actually, I believe that Measure G says it's whatever that 25 pounds produce. I don't have the wording in front of me, but it's whatever that is produced from that 25 pounds is allowable.
And that's what you would support?
Yes.
How would you track it, the growth from 50 plants, because your neighbor brought them over to your place to process?
I guess all of these issues, it really comes back to my view is, and I've said for a dozen years now, that marijuana should be legalized, period. I'm just trying to come up with a proposal that's going to kind of meet everybody halfway. And ultimately, and that's every chance I get, I try to put a little pressure on our congressional delegation and also the state senator, their representatives to bring this issue, because this really is a federal issue. You know, we wrote the letter to all the way from President Bush all the way down to our congressional delegate for the legalization, taxation, and regulation. We haven't even got so much as a phone call in response or a letter. I think that our local congressmen should have at least responded to our letter. Humboldt County, from what I understand, is going to either put our letter or a similar letter on their agenda, I believe, this week or next week.
John, one of the issues that was brought out at the meeting today and that I've heard repeatedly in the county is that young people can get paid $20 to $30 an hour for processing marijuana, which is far more than they can get working in a store or doing anything else with limited higher education that's available here in our county. Do you think that dollar figure is accurate?
Yeah, you know, I have a little business in Laytonville, and we have a hard time maintaining help. I mean, first of all, no legal business ever can or ever will be able to compete with an illegal business. You know, didn't we learn anything from Prohibition days? You know, so ultimately we need to get marijuana legalized and bring all those folks into the same tax system in the same realm as everybody else, because it does create a real problem of a legal business trying to compete for a labor force with an illegal business. And the marijuana is compared to the logging business or being in the fast food restaurant business or working in a motel. You know, you can't compete. It's like I say, no legal business has ever been able to compete with the illegal business. And these are issues that, like I say, it's time. You know, medical marijuana, I believe, is legal in 15 states now. in talking with the clerk of the board members from Del Norte, Humboldt counties, and actually Trinity County last week, they're angling with the same issues, the marijuana issues, because, you know, something needs to be resolved at the federal issue and recognize the reality of on the ground. To just simply say no marijuana is legal, illegal at the federal level and turn your back on it is not doing a thing for helping this area. And this is not a Mendocino County issue. As I say, medical marijuana is legal in 15 states now. And I'm sure every time there's election, there'll be a couple more. So, you know, people are accepting marijuana as part of their lives. Some people use it for recreation use. Some people use it for strictly medicinal uses. But it's part of our lives. And as a government, we're obligated. It's not we should deal with it. We're obligated as a government to deal with it.
Well, John Pinches, I want to thank you very much for joining us on Radio Curious. And before we close, can you tell us about an interesting book that you've read lately?
To tell you the truth, I haven't read a book in a long while, or I haven't had time much to go to the movies either. I took my grandsons to the last third of a movie the other night because I promised them I would take them to a movie, but I didn't get done in time to get them there. So we went and had dinner and then went to the end of the movie. But other than that, it's been pretty busy time since the first week in January on the board. There's a lot of issues I want to deal head on with, and we're working on a lot of water issues. There's a lot of behind-the-scenes work on water. Keep in mind, when I first went on the Board of Supervisors' door was closed on Fridays because of staffing issues. And so, you know, we're in a process of interviewing CEO candidates. We'll have that wrapped up within probably the next 30 days. There's just a whole a bunch of issues that I'm working full-time on. You know, being on a board of supervisor, it's more than a job. It's a passion with me. I really like it. I like the progress that we're making. You know, in government tends to work slow, but I think this board, I feel really good. I'm really complimentary of all my colleagues. I think they're on the important issues. I mean, sure, we're going to have the difference of votes and difference opinions, but we're working together on the main issues, and they're all really up to speed on all these issues, and I just have I really enjoy going to work every day and working with my colleagues, because it's not that we all agree on every issue, but we're moving this county forward, I think, a lot better than a lot of people understand. But I feel really great for the first 7-8 months I've been there.
Well, John Pinches, thank you very much for being with us on Radio Curious.
Thanks for being here. I love it. Thank you.
John Pinches is a member of the Mendocino County Board of Supervisors representing the 3rd District, which encompasses Willits, Laytonville, Covelo, and basically the northeast corner of Mendocino County. Copies of this and other editions of Radio Curious can be found on our website, www.radiocurious.org. At Radio Curious, we appreciate hearing from you. Our email is curious@radiocurious.org. The snail mail is 700 West Smith Street in Ukiah, UKIAH, California, 95482. The phone is 707-621-5075. Ignacio Ayala is the assistant producer. I'm host and producer, Barry Vogel. Thank you for listening.